toys you don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
You don't own me, say the women of these United States. Republican lawmakers who have decided to tell us what we can and cannot do about our health care. I say, and so does my very special next guest, who is running in the 8th Congressional District. So excited to have her back on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley. She joins Tom Paulswitz, my special co-host for this episode. Thanks so much for making time, Dr. Lierley. I'm so excited to have you. I'm calling it the Year of the Woman. Women are going to save America.
It is the Year of the Woman, especially when you look up at Northeast Wisconsin. We have more women running for the state seats in Northeast Wisconsin than men. People don't think that that is what Northeast Wisconsin is like, but I am telling you right now, this is a new Northeast Wisconsin.
Awesome.
I love it. Tom and I just finished up a discussion with Dr. Gabriela Sandoval about excessive wealth. And I find myself yet again looking at an election in the state of Wisconsin, and yet again finding myself looking at a Republican candidate who has got stinking wealth, excessive wealth, running against a Democrat. And yet again, just like the race that Senator Baldwin is in, just like the race between Tony Evers and Tim Michaels, we've got another old rich dude who has never had any interest in public service all of a sudden saying, well, I have all the answers. What do you make of all of this, Kristen, especially given your opponent's background?
I can't even imagine what it's like to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth, to be literally handed a business, to retire in your mid-40s, to go on vacation for a year, and then to decide, I'm going to do public service. It's not like beach. You don't just do public service. You have a lifetime that is a commitment to public service. And you know, that's a huge contrast between me and my opponent. I'm a first generation college student. My family's been in the district for six generations. They're dairy farmers. They worked in the paper industry, which is so foundational to that region. I have fought tooth and nail to have my kids, to become a physician, to become an internationally known physician, and now to be running for this congressional district. It is crazy to me how people can just walk in and decide they're going to buy something like this when someone like me, someone like you, Tom, so many of us who are now stepping up are saying, we're going to turn our history, our legacy of public service into something even bigger and better, because we know that's what the people of Wisconsin need.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you, the Senate voted on an IVF protection measure, and despite all sorts of blunderbuss nonsense from certain GOP candidates that, of course, they want to protect IVF, that vote in the Senate failed. It failed on party lines with every single Republican voting against it, except for two, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, both who support reproductive freedom. Dr. Lierley, draw the contrast between you and your opponent when it comes to reproductive freedom and especially IVF.
Well, could you hear my eyes roll? When
I think I did, actually. I heard it.
Yes.
I know. They have been all over the place. I mean, you hear Donald Trump in Wisconsin talking about he's going to mandate coverage for IVF. And then a week later, just like a few weeks before, the Republicans unequivocally vote down IVF. It is just unbelievable, the lack of consistency in that party. And the thing that gets me the most as an OBGYN doctor who has dedicated my life to taking care of my patients and helping them grow their families, this is not flippant for them. This is a huge part of who they are and what they need. You have to be consistent about your messaging on this issue. And if you truly believe in families, in women, in babies, then you support IVF. And if you don't support IVF, like all the Republican senators, except for those two, then you don't support IVF.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just that simple. Folks, if you live in the 8th Congressional District, I suggest You ask Dr. Lyerly's opponent exactly if he would vote to protect IVF if elected to Congress, if he would vote to enshrine reproductive freedoms if he was elected to Congress, if he would vote for billionaires to pay their fair share, if he would vote for the richest corporations to pay their fair share, would he support a child tax credit, right? Like, there are so many things that are so essential to Wisconsin families, and I struggle to think of one that actually lines up with what Wisconsin voters in this 8th CD would want, that actually are supported by your opponent and his party.
Well, and we don't really know much about specific stances on things like IVF, because whenever my opponent is asked about reproductive health, he like nervously says, give it to the states. And that's about as far as he gets. So we need to know these answers. So yes, you're right, Maggie. I really do encourage people to ask these specific questions. And, you know, fortunately, we're having a debate. So on September 29th, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be getting together at the Mothy Center at UWGB. It's going to be on WBAY. We're going to be streaming it. It's going to be everywhere. And this is going to be the opportunity for people in the 8th CD to know, where does Tony Weed stand on corporate handouts? Where does he stand on solving the housing crisis? Where does he stand on helping regular people put food on their table? He says that he understands that people struggle to put gas in their car, yet he was on a board that advocated to raise gas prices. Yeah. So his actions speak very loudly. We're not yet hearing a lot of his words.
Yeah, I was really excited to see the announcement of the debate. It remains, I think, in congressional races and in local races, debates actually have meaning, have something to say, especially when you've got a guy who's never done anything except cash the checks that his family set him up to cash for the entirety of his life, taking year-long vacations. What the heck do you know about the middle class? You were born into the elite class. When we talk about elites, we're talking about your opponent. I keep telling people, elites aren't Democrats or Republicans. Elites are the rich people. Those are the elites, the people that don't actually have to work for paychecks anymore. What are you hoping is asked clearly at the debate, Dr. Lyerly?
I want him to be able to explain his position on abortion, on reproductive health, on IVF. That is something where he truly cannot enunciate how he feels about it. I think that's really important. But also corporate handouts, that is a huge thing. And what are his actual plans for easing the economic woes of the people of Northeast Wisconsin? 60% of folks in this country are living paycheck to paycheck, not my opponent, but most people. And one of the biggest problems that they have is paying for their healthcare, accessing healthcare. I want to know, where does he stand on healthcare? How are we going to fix this healthcare crisis that disproportionately affects people in rural areas? So much of our district is rural. So many people are suffering, older people, people who are vulnerable. They deserve better. They deserve better.
And yeah, it deserves, go ahead, Tom.
And I would say one thing that would be really important to try to draw out of him is, why is he running? Like, why now? Is this just a badge? It's time to buy a seat in Congress type situation? Or what thing does he feel truly passionate about that he's there to solve that's hard for anyone else to do? Because my guess is he will not have an answer for that.
Yeah, the answer that I've heard so far is that he took that year-long vacation, and then he heard that Mike Gallagher was leaving, and he said, oh, I've always wanted to do public service. I mean, really, that's the answer.
That's astounding. Yeah, kudos to you, though, for getting a debate, because it was very difficult in the 5th CD to get anybody to respond. And I think it's just part of democracy, right? There should be two people who are explaining their positions to your constituents and giving them a true choice so that people know where you stand. So I think it's awesome to see that it's actually happening.
Yeah, one other, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, one other area that I hope the moderators, and if you have a chance to put the screws to your opponent, Dr. Lyerly, ask him about preservation of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, because this is what the leader of his party has said about that. Let's take a listen, Aaron.
One last question.
Go ahead.
entitlements ever be on your plate?
At some point they will be. We have tremendous growth. We're going to have tremendous growth this next year. It'll be toward the end of the year. The growth is going to be incredible. And at the right time, we will take a look at that. You know, that's actually the easiest of all things, if you look, because it's such
a big
percentage.
To do some of
If you don't cut something in entitlements, you'll never really deal with the
debt. We'll be cutting, but we're also going to have growth like you've never had before.
You changed your outlook on how to handle entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Mr. President. It seems like something has to be done, or else we're going to be stuck at 120% of debt to GDP forever.
So first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting and...
Yes, cutting Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. That's what the leader of the GOP has said. That's what Ron Johnson has said. I want to know what your opponent has to say about that, because what?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you what the people in the district are saying. They're saying, hey, I paid into Social Security yes. my whole life. Because I need that to be there for me. So cutting benefits or extending the age to which you start receiving your benefits is not a satisfactory answer to these people who did everything they were told to do. But to Donald Trump, you know, you heard him say, well, there will be growth. Remind me again how many times he has been bankrupt. Based on his projections. Yes. You know, even when the tax cut that he gave in 2017, we knew that that created a budget deficit. But what was his answer? There will be growth to make up the deficit. No, that is not fiscally conservative. That's not even fiscally responsible. There was not growth. And now we have an even worse deficit for no reason.
Yeah, to get billionaires and millionaires yes. like your opponent an enormous tax cut and try to, frankly, get one over on the rest of us by, oh, yes, American households, middle-class households, got on average a $60 reduction in their tax bills,
right.
while people with a net worth of over $1 million due to the Trump tax cuts saw their average tax bill go down by $60,000. $60 versus $60,000, that was the shell game, the wool over all of our eyes. It is not a tax cut for the middle class. It is right. a giveaway to the rich and the richer. Tom, you ran for Congress twice. I wanted to give you the opportunity to have a moment with Dr. Lyerly. Any sage advice for the good doctor?
Well, we were actually talking a little bit before, hire good people, which you've already done, and because it's essential, and then be yourself, because the voters understand if you're not being yourself, and get out there like you're already doing. And I'm thrilled that you're having a debate, because putting it up and showing the passion that you have compared to the why he's running, you know, because that tax cut sounded like it did a good job or it went a long way to allowing him to have a year-long vacation. So probably was the funding for it. But, you know, I wish you all the luck, and you're not really going to need it because you're very articulate. But I think the biggest thing is to draw him out and put him on record for the things that people are going to go, that just doesn't make sense for the rest of us.
You're
it's
so right,
weird,
Tom.
Right? There's some weirdness happening.
Yes.
Folks, my very special guest this segment, thank you so much, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, candidate for the 8th Congressional District. And guess what, everybody? Since it is the year of the woman, I will be joined every Thursday at 3:30 by Dr. Lyerly, because these issues are so very important. Briefly, Dr. Lyerly, where can people find out more about your campaign and your positions on the issues?
KristenForWisconsin.com is our website, and then Kristen for Wisconsin on all the socials. And let us know what you want to talk about, because this campaign is a movement and it's for the people. That's you.
Awesome.
I love it. Thanks so much, Dr. Lyerly. We'll see you back here next Thursday at 3:30 every Thursday until the biggest election in the year of the woman. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tom Paulsiewicz and I, one of the most reasonable men in politics, talk about the Teamsters when we come back. What's going on there? I don't get it. Donald Trump is not a fan of the working man and woman, not a fan of organized laborers. We talk about it next with Tom Paulsiewicz here on the Civic Media Radio Network.